Hi, I'm Kieran O'Donnell. Welcome to Business Matters. On this week's podcast, I'll be chatting to Donegal Women in Business Network President, Joe Daly, who is co-owner of the Key West restaurant in Donegal Town. I'll also be catching up with Letterkenny businessman, John Watson, who recently opened up his new store at Lisnennan after a fire destroyed his former premises back in June. Joe Daly came to Donegal as a teenager to attend the Kieran College in Killybegs in 1987. These days, the well-known restaurateur is enjoying her role as Donegal Women in Business Network President while still getting used to the world of business via Zoom.
I am enjoying the role at the moment. I feel at times that because we're not in our normal environment that it's a bit alien to me, because normally I would be a very tactile person and I love meeting people and chatting people face to face. But in this forum I find it a wee bit strange, but I am getting to grips with it. I'm trying to conquer Zoom and I'm really enjoying it, yeah, and I'm proud to be part of it.
Zoom has been a challenge for us all, a whole different way of communicating.
It has its own benefits and definitely has its own stresses as well. Like when you can't get onto the Wi-Fi, it does bring another dimension to it. But yeah, look, we're getting to grips with it and we just have to push forward and move on.
You're in Donegal for quite a few years now, Joe. How did you arrive in Donegal town?
I landed here in 1987 off a bus from Dublin to go to college in Killybegs, and I spent 2 years down there and it was an absolutely fantastic experience. I made lifelong friends down there, and Killybegs College really taught me how to be persistent and diligent and competitive. Yeah, it was great training, really excellent, and it stood to me for the last 30 years.
You've obviously set out on your own since coming here, but you've had a long association with the county. Talk to me a bit about the jobs you had and how you found the experience coming to Donegal.
I fell in love with Donegal the minute I landed here. Coming from the Midlands with flat fields and no mountains, no waterways, no nothing, Donegal was just like a hamper to me. The scenery, even still, even driving through the gap every day when I go through it, well, before lockdown, I'm in awe of the scenery around me, and I'm very fortunate to be looking out here at the Bluestack Mountains. The people were very welcoming and friendly and supportive, and the crack that I had over the years as a student hitching the roads the length and breadth of Donegal heading for Meath, it was a great experience and memories that I will have forever.
After your 2 years in Killybegs, talk to me about what your next path, your next journey was after that.
Once I finished up in Killybegs, I was working here in Donegal town and fell pregnant at 22, and I had my eldest son then, which was a challenge at the time, because I was 22 years of age, living on my own. But look, I had the best present that I could ever have, which was a little boy, and it made me the woman I am today. As I said, I was 22 when I had him. I knew that I was in this kind of pretty much on my own. So at 25, I bought my own house and was determined to give him a good life and put a roof over his head. And yeah, Donegal was very good to me. The people were very kind to me at the time, and they looked after me and they supported me during a very difficult time. And I'm indebted to the community for that.
Your restaurant, Key West, which you co-own, how are things in the restaurant business? Obviously, we're on lockdown at the minute. The first lockdown came in March. How did you find the first lockdown?
The first lockdown was very emotional. I remember the day we closed the restaurant. I think I spoke with this before. I remember cleaning the cooker and tears rolling down my face. And it was that night when I got home that I really realised why I was so upset, and it was because I had such pride in my team, our team there at the restaurant. They came in, they scrubbed, they sang, knowing or not knowing when they'd be back in again. So that evening we all sat down and we had what we said was the Last Supper. They could order whatever they wanted off the menu, whatever bottle of wine they wanted, and we just said we'll go out with a bang. And then the next day then, myself and three other colleagues set up Chef Aid Donegal Town. And that really kept me busy during the lockdown. I didn't have a minute, to be honest.
How long is Key West up and running?
We're running since August 2016, and from when we opened, it has been going from strength to strength, and really we're looking forward to this year to being a super busy year for Donegal, because between the Donegal Food Coast Initiative, it really put Donegal on the map as a county, and also Donegal Town winning the Foodie Town, it really brought Donegal to the forefront of the foodies in Ireland, and it shouted out to them, yes, we're here, come to Donegal, we have great chefs and great food. So we were looking forward to a really exceptional year, but unfortunately, like everywhere else, COVID struck and it just stopped us in our tracks. You know, but the second lockdown now is a wee bit tougher, because even though I'm trying to keep busy and upscale, doing online courses, you know, and thankfully Rural SkillNet, they are running online courses, you know, for social media and stuff like that, and I'm trying to spend time doing that. Yeah, it is strange, because you normally would be getting ready for Christmas, and at the moment we don't know if we are going to be open for Christmas or not, but I'm a positive person. I don't think too far down the line. I try and live and do today today and kind of worry about tomorrow tomorrow. So the Christmas decorations are going to go up anyways, regardless, and we'll just see where it goes from there.
How was business, Joe, when the economy opened up again in the middle of summertime?
Phenomenal. I always think back to one night I was watching the telly and I was listening to Sam McConkey. Very fond of Sam McConkey. I think he tells it like it is. But he was saying to people, you know, try and get out and go to the outdoors, you know, and go to somewhere like Donegal and hit the Wild Atlantic Way. And I'm going, yes, Sam, send them all to Donegal. But they actually did come, because on average a night we would have been turning away 60 to 80 people, no problem, the whole way for the 10 weeks we were open. It was very busy, but it was also very, very stressful, because you were trying to time manage people, you know, for the hour and 5 minutes. You were trying to make sure there was no overlap. You were trying to keep people separated. You're trying to keep people safe. It was a very stressful time for everybody in the hospitality industry, and no better placed business community to care for people and look after people, because this is what we do every day. I mean, we all do HACCP, which is the system we use for keeping our place, you know, regulated, you know, with the HSE and all that. So nobody is better positioned than the hospitality trade to mind people. But it did bring a lot of stress as well. Super, super busy. But at the same time, you were trying to keep people safe in the middle of a world pandemic. And I have to thank all the team in Key West. They were rock stars. They were fantastic. They gave over and above. So if you're listening, guys, thank you very much. You're legends.
Out of interest, what's the capacity of the restaurant?
We would normally have seated about 96, 98, and then we went down to a capacity of 42 every hour and 5 minutes, and then you had to have a lapse time, you know, for sanitising and stuff like that. But you would have been doing an average maybe 100, 120 people a night, but because, which normally would be a breeze, you know, you do it in your sleep, but because of COVID and all the regulations and trying to keep people safe and everywhere sanitised, it was like your workload doubled, you know. But we are thankful we had those 10 weeks, and please God, you know, that we'll get open for Christmas again and be able to look after everybody in Key West and give you a nice environment, a safe environment, and to be able to enjoy your Christmas.
You made reference to how good and how well the business community help one another. You're involved in the Taste of Donegal Food Festival set up over the last 10 years. How important is that to Donegal Town and to the south of the county, Joe?
The food festival would have been the last hurrah of the summer. You would have brought maybe 20,000 people to the locality over the weekend, and I'm not just talking about Donegal Town. I would have had rang B&Bs in Mullaghmore, Killybegs, Balbuffet to try and get people accommodation, because you're not only a restaurant, you're kind of like a tour guide as well. So when people come in, they've no place to stay. You're doing your best to get them accommodation. So the whole south of the county would have benefited hugely from the food festival, and it was a massive draw to people, and you've seen the same people coming back year after year. They enjoyed it so much. So huge credit to Mary and Erna McGettigan, who really are the backbone of the food festival, and hopefully the food festival will be back somewhere down the line, but I would say not for the next year or two anyways, you know, but hopefully it'll be back bigger and better, and then we can have a place where people can come and eat and enjoy the crack and meet up with one another and just enjoy all the culinary delights that Donegal Town and the county has to offer the public.
I suppose the challenge for people in business now, Joe, is to look beyond 2020 and look forward to next year. How do you see 2021 for yourself and your business?
2021 is going to be challenging, but the hospitality industry are a really a different breed of people. We're used to challenges. We're used to, you know, things being turned on a head. You go in one day and you expect one thing and your day doesn't end up like that. So we're very resilient and we're a tough breed. And the hospitality industry, yes, it is challenging and it will be hard, but we will bounce back and it will be tough. But we are by nature very positive people and we love looking after people and meeting people and socialising. So I think because we're that kind of people, this will help us get through this and we'll come back tougher, we'll have learned more and we'll be stronger people because of it. Because as I've faced different adversities down through the years, you learn from them and you come back stronger. So yes, I'm looking forward to 2021. Will it be challenging? Yeah, but you know what? We'll rise to the challenge.
People like yourself refer to the lockdowns as an opportunity. Would you see that as an opportunity, the current lockdown again?
Yeah, because as I was saying, it's a time where you can sit back, you can spend more time with your family, you can take a bit of time out, because those 10 weeks that we were open for during the summer, you were going at 100 miles an hour and you didn't really have time to kind of breathe. Whereas I took the first 2 weeks as kind of like a little mini holiday for myself, and now it's kind of like, okay, just get on with it. What can you do to upskill? What can you do to kind of mind yourself? Because you know when you go back to work that it's going to be busy and you want to be physically and mentally strong to be able to do that. And so, yeah, I'm going to use this opportunity now to kind of better myself. And I'd say, like the rest of the hospitality industry, they're all looking at ways that they can learn and rehone their skill, or what can they upskill, or what can they learn to add more value to themselves going forward.
How important is that to be part of that at the minute?
It's hugely important because there's over 200 members and each one of those members has a different skill set that they can offer to each other in the network. I mean, you have accountants, you have jewellers, you have people in the hospitality industry, you have just such a diverse group of women that are all business focused. So they are planning on ways to try and get through this as well. So you can lift the phone, you can chat to somebody. If it's something you don't know, like a tax question, you have Larissa Feeney over there. You can ring Larissa and she'll give you the best advice that she can. I would encourage as many women as possible to get involved in the Women in Business Network, because you will have a female family of nearly 200 people, women, that can give their advice. And what we would like to do is we would like to offer help. But what we do is we offer help and support to women with an entrepreneurial mindset, so that we could give them guidance. We can tell them like where to go, where's the best forums to go, where direct them. And maybe like for myself, maybe sometimes you might need to do a little bit of hand-holding to kind of encourage, because as I said to you earlier, Kieran, I wouldn't be the most confident at public speaking, but a little bit, a few words of encouragement, and you know, it kind of, it boosts you. So if we can boost other women just with simple small things, you know, it's a positive thing. And we all need now more than ever to stand by one another, to help one another, to support one another, and to shop local as well. So I think it's very important to get that message across too, that as a county, you know, we have very much been left to fend for ourselves from time to time. So Donegal, I'm not a Donegal person, but I feel as if I am. And I think we're a tough breed and we are resilient, we are tenacious. And Donegal as a county will pull together and we'll get through this. And we will look forward to 2021 with a really positive attitude. And we're going to take this by the scruff of the neck and just get on with it.
That was Donegal Women and Business Network President and co-owner of the Key West Restaurant in Donegal Town, Joe Daly. On the evening of Monday, June the 15th, Watson Hire in Letterkenny was completely gutted by fire. 20 weeks on, John Watson is looking forward to 2021 with hope as he reflects on what's been a most challenging year.
That's right, I remember the Queen using a term one time, annus horribilis, and this has been my annus horribilis. It's been a strange year. Say like we, the second or third week of March, went into lockdown after the COVID, you know, and we were one of the lucky people, we could stay open, that's essential, and things were tough, but we got through that, and just been a roller coaster through COVID. And then on the second week in June, the business went on fire and just disappeared overnight. 15 years of hard work disappeared overnight.
If you take us back, John, to that Monday in mid-June, June the 15th, it was an ordinary Monday up until closing time, more or less.
It was an ordinary Monday. It was actually a lovely Monday. The sky was blue, you know, a real warm day, and things were really positive. Things were going well, you know, and even though they were still technically in lockdown, a lot of events had been cancelled, the rally had been cancelled, stuff like that, you know, but we were still, things were going fairly well for us, and standing outside talking. Nobody was rushed that day. It was a nice warm day, you know, and a few noises, and next thing, the business was on fire, you know, and within a half an hour, everything was gone. It was out of control, you know, and there was no coming back from it, and it was just hard to watch. You're 15 years working up in flames.
Shock was obviously the first emotion that set in. The few days after that, the one thing that struck me about yourself, John, that the show was going to go on and that wasn't higher, was certainly going to bounce back.
After a shock and devastation, surely, and there was a few days of, you know, would you do it again? You know, had the energy to do it again? Had the, you know, the inclination to do it again? And, you know, the insurance, would they? You know, there's a lot of fear and there's a lot of things going through your head. But by the Wednesday, I think I'd give myself a kick up the ass, you know, and I said, I need to get on with this now. And there's 20 jobs here, and we got a few porta cabins gathered up, containers gathered up, and people gave us stock, and we got back on our feet again, and we started out hiring again and selling again, you know. And from that, it's just been a roller coaster, just of just events and emotions and everything else, you know. Just but we got here, we're open again now.
I know that you were really overwhelmed by the level of support you got from businesses in Donegal, from the Northwest, and from the business community.
I was shocked that the amount of phone calls we got, you know. Those Fairfield's Cork and, you know, all the hire companies around the north, you know, we'd been in competition with them people, obviously, you know, but we'd obviously built up a good relationship over the years, even in the face of competition. Everyone, like, there was been hire shops in Donegal, Tyrone, Fermanagh, up as far as Belfast, offering a stock, you know. Guy in Ballygolly was sending a lorry down, just tell me what you want, and I'll fill the lorry up here for you. The man in Derry the same, you know. And it was a nice feeling, you know, that we'd, even though we were in competition with them, we were still respected, you know, they had some respect for us, that they will still help us out, you know, in the event of the way things happened.
John, you're well known for your support to local groups and charities and organisations, and you got that back in spades for yourself.
Well, I was overwhelmed by support locally, you know. The funny thing is, when we help a club out or help somebody out or help a wake out, stuff like that, we don't see it as doing a favour. We're just, it's something we do, and we see it as our job, you know. We just do these things, but the people I met after, you know, and, you know, you helped us out, and you helped us out, and you done this for us, and I was shocked, you know, that people remembered these things, you know, and it was small to us, but it was big to them, you know, the things we'd sponsored over the years, and I was actually overwhelmed. Then, as I said, there was a GoFundMe page set up. I didn't know that until the Wednesday, Thursday, and we went on the Greg Hughes show and told people, listen, we are insured, we don't need people fundraising for us, even though it's a great thing they're doing. And I was trying to say, you know, I'm not saying we don't need the money, but what I'm saying is, you know, people deserve this money more than we do. We're insured. Hopefully we'll get back on our feet again. And by the time when the thing stopped, it was nearly 15,000 risen, which is a phenomenal amount of money, you know, in a local area. And at the time, I remember saying to Greg, even though Letterkenny is a big town, it's still a very small town, and everybody knows everybody, you know. And I went through that list, and there's people on there, you know, from €5 to €500, you know. And It was definitely overwhelming that there was that much support for us.
And can you explain what you've decided to do with that 15,000 now, John?
As I said at the time, we were insured, and I promised that we would pay it forward to other groups and charities in the area, you know, and we have done that now. We had a plan at the time to get Highland down here with Greg and have the roadcaster and give 15,000 away in a big glitzy day, you know, but we recognise now we can't do that because of lockdown, and we recognise also that the charities are struggling to raise money, so we're given 3,000 a week, 3,000, three different charities, 1,000 each for the 5 weeks. 4 weeks have been paid out. Next week's the last week. So all the money's come back to the community again. We paid it forward.
It's exactly 20 weeks, John, since the fire. You're in your new premises about 6 weeks. Can you explain what has happened between the fire and today?
Well, after the fire, as I say, we got the porta cabins going, and the next step then was to try and firstly get some stock to get going again. And then was to find another premises. And, you know, Letterkenny is a very busy town, as everyone knows, and to get a premises to suit us because we're, as I say, we're a variety of business. We've got paint, we've got hardware, and we've got tire, and we've got, you know, to get a building to suit us, it wasn't just easy. And I remember around the town for about a week or 10 days trying to get somewhere, and there's places offered. They went to businessmen that offered premises free around the town. Just take this and use it, you know, to get back on your feet. And the offers were brilliant, but the premises didn't suit. And there was no point taking something even for nothing that didn't suit, you know. And a few of the politicians locally, you know, Kieran Brogan and Jerry McMoneagle and Pat De Cope got involved, you know. And they all got involved. They all helped out. I mean, the thing with the council meeting, and it was all voted through, you know, and there was no question asked or anything the council could do to help us to do it. Gary Martin then from the Business Development Unit with Rosita helped out. And every obstacle we came to, they helped us over it, you know. And every hurdle, we jumped over it. And they made it very easy for us to get back on our feet. And we're up here now in a nice modern building. We're sitting in a boardroom. I have a boardroom in this building, you know. I didn't even have an office in the last building, really. But this is a brand new building. And you nearly think this place was purpose-built for what we're doing, the way it worked out. And I'll be forever grateful to the councillors and the council for the don't trust, you know, to keep it and to save the 20 jobs.
You mentioned we're in the boardroom, John. I'm looking around here. There's a pair of white wellies in the corner here with something sticking out of them. And we have a black suit with a white shirt and a black tie hanging around the hanger. Could you explain both?
That's the other boy that works here, the boy that does the videos, the John boy that does the videos. You know, he's a bit of an idiot, but hey, it's just something we do here, bit of crack, you know, and we kind of mix business with fun, you know. And something we've done for a few years now, and that works for us. People get a laugh, but we get our message across too, that we have these things for sale, and it really does help business, you know. It really has put us on the map, and I think now we've nearly 40,000 followers and from all over the country, and our website is, the website was off there for 3 months with the fire, obviously, because we had no stock, but the website's recognised all over Ireland, and we sell all over Ireland, and so it's... Even though it's a bit silly, it works.
Yeah. Why did you decide to go down that road, John?
Well, at the time, if you go back to my Facebook page, you know, we do photographs and stuff, you know, and we weren't really getting much engagement. And remember, my young fella, we're laughing at different videos people were doing, you know, and they kind of said to me, well, you could do that, you know, and I cringed out at some of my first videos. You know, my first videos were like I was like a robot, you know. This is a drill, and it is 1995. I know that kind of way, you know, and it was cringeworthy now, but... And I knew then I had to loosen up, you know, and go on and pass some comments about loosen up a bit, and you know, don't be as starchy as was stuff. And we decided then to go for a character, and so then we just decided to dress up a bit, you know, put a suit and tie on just to look a bit different, you know. And then I think the next thing came, and it was a wig, you know. And then a friend of mine, we buy wellies off, sent in wellies by mistake one time, the white wellies, nothing. Now, I remembered somebody from was away, you know, and it was Jimmy Cricket, had wore the wellies, you know, so we tried the wellies on, and just, it's been rolled from that, you know. And we've dressed up as women and footballers and Trump and everything else. You know, Halloween was always a funny one. So Santa Claus, anything at all, just to give it a crack, you know. And I'd read somewhere that Facebook had, the algorithm had, if you don't hook people in the first 10, 15 seconds, the video is a waste of time. So my videos certainly hook you in the first 10 or 15 seconds, anyway. And they work. They do work. So, and I'm funny, I see other businesses now doing the same thing. Maybe not as crazy as ours, but it does work. I know Facebook's a good form of advertising too, like post radio and everything else, but we all have tried different things.
We're in the middle of our second lockdown, John, and how do you compare, or how do you find this lockdown compared to the last one back in March?
Well, supposed to be honest, this lockdown's a wee bit easier because we know this time what's happening and what to do and not to do, and we know the precautions to take. And this lockdown's easier in the sense too. The shop's bigger, we have more room. Was the last shop, even though it was a grand shop, it was a bottleneck, you know, and people had to pass each other the door and stuff like that, you know. Whereas this shop now, we can get the social distance right, we have the sanitizer right, we have the screens up, the staff are all their masks on. So this one is a bit easier. And this time round, because we know what the last one was crazy, because nobody knew what the full extent of it was and what could happen. So we know now what the precautions to take, and it's not easy by no means. But I'm not as fearful this time. Definitely not as fearful as it was the last time.
You mentioned that Watson Hayer's here for 15 years. Can you take us back to the very early days and the start of Watson Hayer, John?
I suppose Watson Hayer came out of, I used to work for another company in Ireland, in Donegal here called Sam Hayer, you know, they're an Irish company, and they were bought over by a PLC, and on their own, a small company. They were very service oriented and stuff like that, you know. And we all, I suppose, all the managers were the same. Every manager treated the business like it was his own business. And they were my customers. They weren't Sam Harris customers in my mind, you know. And things changed in 2003, 2004. You know, the company has taken over, and I could just see the customer service just wasn't as important anymore. It was more margin and sales figures and everything else, you know. And I thought 2005, I'll do it myself. And I went 2005 and started my own. And we started off as a hire shop. But we always recognised when we were in Sam Hire, people came in wanting to buy stuff. You know, they wanted to buy the stuff we had because, you know, it was always good product, you know. And we put a shop into our hire store. And you'll see most hire stores in the country now have went our way. They've all put in sales shops. And I suppose then 2007, 2008, 2009 came in and necessity took over and we started selling anything. Anything we got our hands on, we sold it. And I think the first time I remember selling toilet roll, you know, which is one of our bigger products now, you know, we sell containers of it. But somebody said, oh, jeepers, you're selling toilet roll, sir. What are you at? And my mind was, whatever it took to keep the business open, you know, and keep the money turning and keep the staff employed, because I knew this recession would never last forever. Nothing lasts forever and things pass, you know, and whatever it took to get us through, we don't. And that's where we are now. We're in the shop now. They still sell toilet roll and still sell soap and stuff like that. But, I mean, people come here and the shop is like an Aladdin's cave. You won't know what you'll find. You know, a £5,000 mixer right down to a packet of toilet roll or a bar of soap. Everything's here, you know, and people do enjoy that. And I think this new shop now, people can see more of what we sell now. Because the last shop was described as a bit higgledy-piggledy. There wasn't room and everything was fired in. There was this shop now, there's room and space and it's wide open. You can see what we have now, you know, and it's a big offering.
Finally, John, as 2021 goes into view, what does 21 hold for John Watson and Watson Hair?
I would think now 2021 will be very positive for us. New premises, plenty of room, lots of stock. At the minute, the problems are stock. You know, it's a bit restricted at the moment. You can't get stock in time. And as we buy stock in bulk, we can't get bulk. And that way, we're taking hitting our margin because we're still giving the same price. We're having to cut our margin to give the same prices. But 2021 is a lot of value in the way and a lot of stuff in the way in from China and India, a lot of products in the way. So there's a lot of value in the way next year, and I think it'll be a very good year for us, and a lot of new deals coming next year, a lot of new brands coming to us next year. Because the new shop now people see as a destination, they want to give us their brands now, so we'll have a lot of new brands to announce next year too.
Very funny, John. Has access to stock been a problem for you over the last while?
It has. Like we are funny, before I met you, Kieran, I'm meeting a company there, and they are having a problem getting stock in. What happened, I suppose, when China closed down, let's be honest, everything now is some components made in China, and China closed 3 months, and 3 months doesn't sound like a long time, but 3 months is a long time when you're serving the whole world. And someone leaves China, it takes 3 months to get here, so that's 6 months, I suppose. And we are finding now that some stock's starting to move again, but up to this, it's been hard work, and I've had to use every contact I had to get stock, so it's just been tough going. But I think now 2021 will be very positive. The stock will start moving again and prices are going to drop. Guaranteed.
John Watson, ever the salesman, thanks for joining us on Business Matters.
Thanks, Kieran.
That's it for another edition of Business Matters. I'd like to thank my guests, Joe Daly and John Watson. Thanks to Joe Dex on sound. And thanks to you for listening. If you'd like to get in touch with the show, drop an email to businessmatters@highlandradio.com.